Thunder Bay. A high-risk traffic stop just east of the city has resulted in the seizure of numerous drugs, a handgun, and a long list of charges for six individuals from the Greater Toronto Area. The traffic stop was conducted by the Emergency Task Unit with the Thunder Bay Police Service Wednesday evening at approximately 7:50 p.m. just east of the Terry Fox Monument on Highway 11/17. This was purely a Thunder Bay Police Service investigation, said Det. Inspe. Jeremy Pearson with the Thunder Bay Police Service. It originated in the city of Thunder Bay and had been ongoing for some time. Following the stop, officers searched the vehicle and seized fentanyl, crystal methamphetamine, Xanax, cocaine, psilocybe cubensis, mushrooms, with a total estimated street value of approximately $18,000. In addition to the drugs, $36,000 in Canadian currency and a handgun with an extended magazine capable of holding 16 rounds was also seized from the vehicle. As a result of the seizure, six individuals from the Greater Toronto Area have been charged with several drug and firearm-related offenses. Those charged include Jason Worth, 40, of Toronto, is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of fentanyl for the purpose of tracking, possession of psilocybe cubensis, mushrooms, for the purpose of trafficking, possession of Xanax for the purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a firearm X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number of a firearm, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Raymond Peter, 18, of Toronto, is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of fentanyl for the purpose of tracking, possession of psilocybe cubensis, mushrooms, for the purpose of trafficking, possession of Xanax for the purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a firearm X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number of a firearm, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Savannah Rachel Nolan, 19, of Toronto, is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of fentanyl for the purpose of tracking, possession of psilocybe cubensis, mushrooms, for the purpose of trafficking, possession of Xanax for the purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a firearm X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number of a firearm, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Jabari Horacio London, 18, of Mississauga, Ont. is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of fentanyl for the purpose of tracking, possession of psilocybe cubensis, mushrooms, for the purpose of trafficking, possession of Xanax for the purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a firearm X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number of a firearm, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, failure to comply with release order. Son Kum Kim, 65, of Toronto, is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of fentanyl for the purpose of tracking, possession of psilocybe cubensis, mushrooms, for the purpose of trafficking, possession of Xanax for the purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a firearm X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number of a firearm, possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. A 17-year-old Toronto male is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of methamphetamine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of fentanyl for the purpose of tracking, possession of psilocybe cubensis, mushrooms, for the purpose of trafficking, possession of Xanax for the purpose of trafficking, unauthorized possession of a firearm X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm, possession of loaded prohibited or restricted firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number of a firearm, possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000, an extended magazine is comparatively unusual and concerning, Pearson said. A higher capacity magazine is more potential bullets in the air, and more firepower in the hands of those engaged in the illicit drug trade is always a source of concern. Pearson added that the Thunder Bay Police Service does investigate the origin of firearms seized in the city in collaboration with the Center for Forensic Sciences and other police services. In my experience, I will say that firearms we are seizing generally do not originate in the city of Thunder Bay, he said. They are not lawfully obtained firearms being misused in the city or firearms being stolen from the city. It is also rare to see such a large seizure of Psilocybe cubensis, more commonly known as magic mushrooms or shrooms, Pearson said, though not entirely unheard of. It is comparatively rare in our recent experience, he said. In the past, we predominantly see fentanyl, crack cocaine and prior to that prescription pills or counterfeit pills. While not unheard of, it is unusual in our recent experience. But Pearson said all drug seizures, as well as the influx of firearms and associated violent crimes, is a growing concern for police. These drugs are wreaking havoc on the community, he said. Everyone in Thunder Bay has been touched to some extent by the illicit drug trade. And we are seeing an influx of firearms. We are seeing an uptick of firearms violence, and that is a tremendous concern for police. The six accused appeared in court on Thursday and were remanded into custody for a future court date.